Welcome to Practice Dirty, a podcast that helps women of color explore their inner well-being. I'm your host, Michaela Rose. I'm a mindfulness facilitator, podcaster, writer, and cowgirl. I've come to learn that there's an inward journey that begins at 40. This process of discovery isn't linear, and the work we have to do can be downright dirty. I'm here to help you along the way. I'm your host, Michaela Rose, and I wanted to start off this series to tell you a little bit about who I am. We all have an origin story, and so I'm going to share you mine. Prior to this, I worked in marketing and data, and to some degree, I still do. But the pandemic left me feeling hollow, and the life I was living was something I decided I no longer wanted. I was burnt out, I was tired, I was numb to most of my emotions, and oftentimes I could barely get out of bed. And since I couldn't go outside, I decided to go inward, making my mental health and my inner well-being my priority. No less than what I consider three dark nights of the soul later, I sold everything I owned, moved to a horse ranch, and called my 130 square foot RV home. And I converted a room in the barn to be my office because 130 square feet was just a little too tight to live and work. During that time, I explored all the modalities of inner well-being, from breathwork to meditation, somatic experience to talk therapy, all in order to figure out what was going on with me and to figure out what I valued, what I wanted to be, how to feel happy again. And you know what? I practiced every day, and it was deep work, and often it was dirty. And I literally mean dirty because there was not very many times I wasn't covered in horse poop or dirt or dust because I was on a ranch. You know, and somewhere on that barn floor, I found a version of myself that I began to love. She was imperfect, but she was happy. She wasn't hung up on material things. She didn't care what other people thought of her. And she realized that she preferred the wide open spaces of the country over cities. And she loved being in conversation with the land and the horses that inhabited it. That woman created this for you. And she's who she is. So imperfect. I'm not even going to edit it out. But she's also who I am now. And you know what? It works for me. And I've realized that I wasn't the only one on this journey. There's something that happens somewhere between the ages of 40 and 50 that a woman often realizes she may not be in the life that she wants to live. And oftentimes the question of, is this all there is? Is there something I could change? Is there another direction I want to go? Comes up. And somewhere in that questioning, you start to realize the only thing worse than changing is staying the same. So that's why I created this podcast called Practice Dirty to help women over 40 who have reached this point in their life reevaluate what is important to them and make their mental health and inner well-being a priority. So if you're someone who wants to give up the constant replaying of scenarios in your head, you want to stop feeling overwhelmed, you want to stop feeling anxious, or you want to stop feeling like you're utterly falling apart, then this is for you. This podcast is an invitation to explore your own inner well-being and take control of your mental health. It's one part practice, breathwork, meditation, mindfulness, human designs, soul contracts, all the things. One part self-introspection, which will be done through guided writing. And one part the stories of other women who have left the previous lives they were leaving behind in order to build something different. This podcast is designed to be non-linear because that's how our journeys inward happen. It's a tool to help you wake up and move forward, to get out of your head and into your heart, to move towards consciousness and developing an unshakable inner calm. I hope you enjoy your journey, and I hope you enjoy practicing dirty with me. Thank you for listening to this episode of Practice Dirty. Please support this podcast by subscribing on iTunes or Spotify and leaving us a rating. If you're looking for the best self-guided mindfulness and discovery tools available for women over the age of 40, head over to michaelarose.com. I'll see you next time.